Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to Houston, PA, Houston's public affairs show, an iHeartMedia broadcast. Our disclaimer says that the opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect those held by this radio station, its management staff, or any of its advertisers. My name is Laurent. I am the Texan from France, and I get to welcome a colleague of mine from olden Rock 101 KLOL days and the founder of the organization that she is working with. They're called Steel Magnolia Moms. You can find them online at www.steelmagnoliamoms.com. And they're an organization that helps mothers who have children with special needs. It's a wonderful grassroots type of organization. It was literally founded by the lady who is here with my friend, who decided one day that there was something that should be done about how these children are treated and maybe cheated out of a great experience, but also their mothers and their parents, and the fact that when children have challenges to overcome, very often in society we've had a history of hiding those things instead of engaging our community into helping us all. And their organization is precisely founded to do that. Elizabeth Elder is the founder of Steel Magnolia Moms, and my friend Tiffany Williams is with her. She is serving on the board of directors. And Tiffany, we'll go back to KLOL days, Rock 101 KLOL, Outlaw Dave, the Stevenson Pruitt Show, and then the Grego Pruitt and the Boner. I mean,
they were good times, Laurent.
I remember seeing you every once in a while at those after parties we had at.
Don't tell any secrets.
Oh, right. No, we were young. This was before the children and all that. It was perfectly legal too. It was just a lot of fun, and it was radio the way that we don't do it anymore. Really,
that's so true. And it was such a family, and we've kept in touch. I mean, this is 20 plus years ago that we're talking.
Yeah,
we've kept in touch with all of this family.
Yeah, it's been quite a wild ride for me, and I'm still doing this show after all these years because it gives me the opportunity to meet people like you and to talk about these organizations.
Well, thank you for having us, and that was so fun to reach out to you as an old friend of mine. Laurent,
so you're still doing this? Yeah, are you kidding me? This city is amazing for this kind of show.
It is.
So I have to ask Elizabeth Elder, who is the founder of Steel Magnolia Moms, why did you found Steel Magnolia Moms?
Because we needed it. I needed it. I mean, at the time that I started Steel Magnolia Moms, that was in 2016, and I had two young children. Annabelle was 5, and Blair, my son, was 4. And even though I was, from Houston and had a wonderful network of family and friends, this motherhood that I had always dreamed of, and I, ever since I was a little girl, I wanted to be a mom. And to be frank, it wasn't anything that I had envisioned. It was really hard, and it was really, really lonely and difficult.
Well, pointing out that Annabelle and Blair both have a rare genetic condition.
Right. So my older two children, I've now had 3 children, and that's a great part of the story later on. But at the time, I only had 2 children, Annabelle and Blair, and they had a condition called Leigh syndrome, L-E-I-G-H syndrome, like the girl's name. And it's a rare genetic mitochondrial condition that basically limits their body's ability to create energy. And so they have global delays. I would say the physical delays are probably the most prevalent, certainly the most noticeable. They're in wheelchairs. And but before I go any further on this story, I just want to say, because it's very confusing, whether or not I speak in present or past tense, my daughter Annabelle passed away about a year and a half ago. Not quite.
I'm so sorry.
Well, thank you very much. And going back to, Steel Magnolia Moms, it was amazing how this group that I had created originally to bring these moms together when I was in the absolute darkest time of my life, to see that there were 1,000 women that were all there because of the love and the light that Annabelle had inspired me by, that I then poured into Steel Magnolia Moms. And then when she passed away, it was wonderful to have this group of women that knew her and were inspired by her and understood that it was really Annabelle's legacy is the reason why we are all here together. So
in a way, she sort of helped you to lay the groundwork to start the grieving process in better conditions than you would have had you not had any support.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
And anybody who met Annabelle, she just had this bright light. She was so joyful and this happiness about her. And she taught me very early on in this motherhood journey that even though life is incredibly challenging, whether you're an individual with a disability or you're a mom or a father raising a child with a disability, when you look at life through the perspective of many of these children, where it like recalibrates your perspective, and the simplest pleasures are amazing. The tiny little inchstones, we call them, rather than milestones, are so exciting that you end up going through life seeing the beauty, seeing the joy, celebrating based off of minor things that most people in this world totally miss.
And take it for granted.
And take it for granted.
Yeah.
So I feel like we kind of just launched way into that, but it...
Well, we did. Well, we were speaking about how Steel Magnolia Mom started because you felt so alone and isolated, even though you had this network, going, having two children with special needs in wheelchairs. Right. Do you want to talk about your nail salon story?
No. Everybody loves it. It's the Disney story.
It is the Disney story.
This is the spark that lit
this
the fire.
This is the spark.
This was the spark. That's right. So I was getting my nails done, and I was at that part where you're getting the head and neck massage, and so my eyes are closed, and I hear these women at the seat next to me, and one of them had just gotten back from Disney, and she was telling her friend all about it and kind of her little tricks and tips. And she said, well, you know, you've got to – so many people talk about how you have to hire these kind of concierge guides that can help you cut through the line. And
there's always a way if you're willing to spend some money.
Exactly. And her friend said, right, exactly. And so her friend said, yeah, but I mean, isn't that so expensive? And she said, yeah, but you know, I mean, the thing is, if you could just have a wheelchair, you can suddenly cut the line. And maybe you have to have somebody with a disability, or maybe I could just rent one. And y'all, I am telling you,
rent a person with a disability.
Rent a wheelchair to put your help children in.
Up for interpretation.
It's not
because,
any more dumb.
No, literally up for interpretation.
Okay.
Because to be honest, I heard it the same way that Laurent heard it at first.
Because we're talking about people so unscrupulous and dissociated from a sense of honor,
right,
and decency. It's like, well, yeah, you might just bring somebody in who's in a wheelchair.
I could not believe my ears, and I am not one to have a loss for words. And I suddenly didn't even know what to say. And so, the friend who had said that walked out, and then I was so disappointed with myself. I thought, shoot, I mean that is like the perfect opportunity to give that teachable moment and let them know. And it just so happened to be that my daughter Annabelle had just gotten a wheelchair. And we had not used it yet. It was parked in the corner of our dining room. And I was really struggling with accepting the fact that my five-year-old was at a point where she was too big to carry, wasn't practical to keep her in a stroller, and was not able to walk. And so I took to this Facebook page at the neighborhood group called Memorial Information and Trading. And I just shared my thoughts there. Here's your teachable moment. If you're those two ladies in the salon, this is what you said.
And you were very gracious about it,
right,
but you got your point across.
You didn't have to, but you were.
Well, so I submit it, And then I thought, well, that's going to be useless if these ladies don't read it. So I walked over to the one woman sitting next to me and I said, excuse me, are you and your friend on MIT? And she said, uh-huh. And I said, okay, well, there's a post on there that I just shared. I really think the two of y'all would benefit from reading it. And she said, oh, okay, thanks. And I thought, oh, God, I got to hightail it out of here. It's about to get really awkward. So ran out, paid. But I'm telling you that by the time I got in my car and had driven a couple blocks, I checked the status. And it was unbelievable. There were so many people who had liked it, loved it. But what was even more amazing is how many other moms were commenting and saying that they too had a child with special needs. And I was blown away because up until that point, I, for some silly reason, truly thought that I was the only mom walking around Memorial, West Houston, with a child in a wheelchair.
Yeah, but that's such a natural reaction. These are things that happen to us. It's very personal.
Right. And you feel very alone. And so anyway, for the rest of the day, my heart just kept getting bigger and bigger and filling with just so much, you know, emotion and gratitude towards this community that I unfortunately had not really tapped into. I was struggling so much with accepting our reality that I wasn't ready to share our reality with my community, with my neighbors. And by doing that, I was very vulnerable, but then I immediately saw how quick our community was to band around and to lift me up. And that feeling of being supported, being heard, being understood, and then having people relate to me because they too would have had similar reactions and feelings. It was the most empowering, inspiring. I mean, it literally was a tipping point in my journey as a mom.
No, it changed your life too, because you added a whole life to your life, so to speak, with this organization, right? It's a different,
right.
It's kind of like a profession.
Right. Well, right. And yeah. I didn't know it just that night. The next day I went back and I posted and said, okay, here it is. I had this post and I heard from y'all, and apparently there are enough of y'all out there that are in a similar enough situation. And so here is the launch of Steel Magnolia Moms.
Should we form a group? Let's form a group, yep. Steel Magnolia Moms. Do you guys want to get together? Yep. Should we meet? And I think there were
the first meeting. There were 18 of us. It was our little spring fling. I gave it a cute name, yeah. And we all got together. And we now have had our sixth spring fling, and we had
hundred
attendees, and
yeah.
We now have over 1,500 members on our Facebook group. So it has grown very quickly and very organically, all, as you said, grassroots and straight from the heart.
You are listening to Houston, PA, Houston's Public Affairs Show. My name is Laurent, and my guests are here from Steel Magnolia Moms. If everything you've heard connects with you, maybe it's not you directly. Maybe you know somebody, and you're thinking to yourself, does she know about this? Does my friend know about this support group? You can find out how to get in touch with them very directly by going to steelmagnoliamoms.com, steelmagnoliamoms.com. I'm literally talking about connecting to a group of people who will respond. And it's beyond the scope of this particular interview, but they're going to change the website. They've grown, and they're, Elizabeth and Tiffany are working to change this organization into something that is permanent and works for anyone. And they're going to have a sign-in system that it will allow people to communicate directly. In other words, it looks like they're going to keep using the social media companies to spread the word, but the actual work will be done on their own website, which is going to give them a bunch more freedom and hopefully more power to raise funds. So you can go to steelmagnoliamoms.com, steelmagnoliamoms.com. My guests are Elizabeth Elder. She is the founder of Steel Magnolia Moms, and Tiffany Williams is serving on their board of directors. And Tiffany, why? Was it the Facebook post?
I saw that original Facebook post.
Elizabeth, did the two ladies you wrote that for and about, did they see it? Did they respond?
That's a great question that nobody knows.
We don't know. Yeah.
I've got to think at this point, as
Maybe.
As much as that story has been shared in the community.
Do you think they would have had the self-awareness to, I don't think that wasn't me. They probably even forgot. You know, on a completely different scale of dishonorable behavior and lack of civility, it's putting a service dog shirt on your dog and bringing him on the plane. It's like, listen, I love my dog and my cat, but neither of them are service dogs, okay?
Right. Just, or the handicap,
you know, but it's the
placard, and the parking placard, and they walk out totally fine. You know, meanwhile, we've got our son in a wheelchair
at the back of the parking lot.
But I think we're at a point in our society now where we're used to seeing these sorts of incivilities, and we just let it walk by, just like the fake service dog in the airport. And
with Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's you're taking away from people who really need those services. And what you're dealing with is on an exponentially more sensitive level because it's completely life-changing. It's not about a comfort. It's about actual life. But so, Tiffany, to get back to the reason you're with this organization, you saw the post?
I saw Elizabeth's post, and I have two children, and my youngest son also has a very rare genetic condition. His is called FOP, which stands for fibro dysplasia ossificans progressiva, where his body turns his muscles to bone progressively over time. So it's a very physically debilitating progressive condition. And nobody in Houston, nobody else, you know, it's like 800 known cases in the world. So again, very isolating. And even though I have a great network of other FOP families around the globe, nobody in Houston. So to find other moms whose kids, we have a whole range of special needs ranging from developmental genetic conditions, autism, all kinds of Down syndrome, all kinds of things.
So this truly is a group for people that are they're dealing with extraordinary circumstances.
Yeah,
and it doesn't matter which ones, because most groups like this are very specifically geared towards people living with autism or specific diseases.
Right. And that is what makes us different. One of the things that makes us different is that it's not diagnosis centric.
Yeah.
It is, and it's for the moms. And we don't, I mean, the flavor, the culture that we have created at Steel Magnolia Moms, it's about positivity and fun. And, you know, let's focus on the joyful, happy things in our lives. Now, that's not to say that, sure, there's challenge, there are fears and stress. And when there's a mom that, you know, comes onto the Facebook group and says, I've had it. I mean, I'm struggling. Why does this have to be so hard? I don't know if I can do this anymore. We immediately, of course, just come and band around that mom and tell her, you've got it, you're strong. You know, we understand. But for the organization, the way that we like to lead our events and our programs is really focusing on the positive part of this journey, because there's so much to focus on if you look at the beauty.
But motherhood is already so complicated. You're adding several layers of complication and grief. It's almost surprising that we don't have these support systems kind of built into our sophisticated society. We've forgotten the importance of our biological purpose. Like, the women and the children are the most important resource to humanity. The guys, let's face it, we're kind of supporting roles, you know? But it's a beautiful role. It's one we should embrace. But once our wife or girlfriend gets pregnant, it's like, well, what do you need? What do you need? Taquitos at 2 a.m.? I'm on it. All those things that make us laugh, but we forget the fundamental meaning of it all. We're so connected to technology and and you know, career-centric ideas mm-hmm. and philosophies, we forget mm-hmm. and say, yeah, you know, your purpose is to survive long enough to have children. After that, you're obsolete. Technically speaking, obviously our humanity means that we can do so much more. But on a biological level, and since we're talking about these diseases, mm-hmm. It's an opportunity for you to bring us back to Earth in a way and remind us, you know, this is hard. It's hard if it's a good day.
Yeah.
One of the things about Steel Magnolia Moms is we get together often. So it's not just this online chat group, which is great because you can share recommendations for pediatricians and, you know, a lot of school services. We do a lot of resource sharing, a lot of venting, a lot of celebrating. So that is great for Facebook. And just as a plug, it's Steel Magnolia Moms Houston. It's the private Facebook group. If you are a mother of a child with special needs, you log in, you request an application, you request to be admitted, and there's a few questions that we try to vet to make sure you are a mom with children with special needs. But if you feel like you could benefit from the support of our group, we welcome you to join us. We have a public social media on Instagram and on Facebook for anybody who wants to kind of follow along the story, because we share our pictures of our events and ways to interact with us without being in the inner core group. From all of this interaction, we have developed all of these incredible programs that support our mom, and I'll let Elizabeth talk about them. But when a mom is struggling, we have created a program called Head to Heart, where we pay for a mother to have professional psychological counseling, and we'll pay for her. And we have weekly support groups. We have Happy Campers, where we pay camperships to send the special needs children to summer camp so that the parents have a week vacation to just kind of settle in and have a little respite.
That's what camp is really for.
And the kids have a great time, and a lot of them could never afford to send children, especially to some of the expensive camps, especially if you have multiple children. Mm-hmm. And they just come back, and we have so many pictures on our social media of the kids at camp, and they're just like, they just are radiating. It's
a life-changing experience for the kids.
I mean, the parents,
right. And so our logo is Happy Campers with the parentheses around the S of campers as an emphasis in the plural, because it's the kids may be the one going to camp and having the happy camper experience, but really it's the parents at home and the siblings who are getting a few days, a week of respite that are happy campers too. And that goes back to our mission, is really supporting the moms and subsequently the families that are taking care of these children with special needs. So I never thought I would see the day that I would be dropping off my kids for 5 days and pulling out knowing that they were going to be totally fine and safe and needs met. And it was the most incredible experience for all of us, for the whole family. So we have Happy Campers, and then we have Angels and Butterflies, which is in development right now, but that one we announced at the 1 year anniversary of my daughter Annabelle's death. And so it is inspired by Annabelle, because my son, who has developmental delays and cognitive delays, would call her AB because he couldn't say Annabelle. And so AB turned into Angels and Butterflies. And so that is a program that will guide moms through grief and bereavement. And as you've mentioned, grief, you've mentioned it a couple times already, that is a very real, raw emotion that these moms start feeling from the get-go. I mean, before diagnosis, when their child's first born and they realize something seems off.
Therein
comes the grief. You're grieving the life that you wanted your child to have, the motherhood that you wanted to have. And grief is such a funny thing. I mean, it comes, and then I feel like you kind of get to a point where you've accepted your situation and your child's diagnosis. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it could be kindergarten graduation. It could be, a little friend down the street's birthday party, and you go and your child's not able to participate, and it just comes in and it rolls you over. It's like a steamroller. And it's very complicated and complex and confusing to be grieving a child who is sitting there right next to you. Talk about guilt, you know? So that is something that Angels and Butterflies will help. And then, of course, we'll also help the have the bereavement side of it. Ever since I started Steel Magnolia Moms, I'm the fourth mom to lose a child. And sadly, in our demographic, I will not be the last. There will be many, many more. And so we really want to have a program that is just sitting on the shelf, ready to go for when a mom is in one of those dark waves of grief or has had a child pass, that they will have this program to be able to support them. So we're excited about that.
And you're doing all your own fundraising because you're not getting any help from the government.
Right.
Have you asked for it? Actually, I mean, you might qualify for stipends, but the point being is that this is truly a grassroots organization. It's the kind of compassionate capitalism that we talk about theoretically. This is what we're. This is how it's supposed to work. Those of us that can would found a nonprofit organization, for example, to help somebody. But that's what you're doing. You're really calling on your neighbors to help you fund this organization.
We are. We've fundraised through. Run for a Reason is the fundraising arm of the Chevron Houston Marathon. And so this year we will be participating as one of the charities for the second year.
Nice.
I have to brag because I'm just so proud. The first year we did it, we ran in 2022 in January. And out of 60 charities, Steel Magnolia Moms raised the most
nice.
Funds out of all the other charities.
And there was an additional $25,000 bonus for that, right?
Yes. Well, from Chevron, it was the Chevron contest, and there was kind of a nuance. It was within a shorter time period. We raised the most amount of money within 10 days. But yes, so that's one of our fundraisers. We've done a Nutty Cracker Market, and that's a fundraiser. And then we get individual donations from members within the community, grants, foundations.
Moxie boxes?
You have these beautiful boxes.
Yes, we have the Moxie boxes. So the Moxie boxes, it's kind of like a hug in a box. They're curated gift boxes that we put together twice a year, and they're so fun because they have a little something in there that, you know, makes you laugh, something that's cozy, something that makes you feel pretty, fabulous.
You explained to me that the Moxie Box is a buy one, give one program.
Right, correct. So if you buy a Moxie Box, we then will give a Moxie bag to a mom who of a child with special needs who's in a dark place. So the last time we gave it to the NICU at Texas Children's Hospital. And within the bag, there's something in there to uplift their spirits, inspire them. There's something that's kind of a comfort item, and then also some personal care items. And most importantly, there's a card in there that just tells them, you're not alone. We're Steel Magnolia Moms, and we are all walking this road with you. So,
you just relied on your support network just recently because your son was diagnosed with diabetes, right?
Yeah, it's crazy how life would have it. So, we have three children. Annabelle's the eldest, then my son Blair, and then we have Clark is our youngest, and he's now 5. And about 2 months ago, we thought that maybe he had the flu, and it turns out he had got diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. And so it's wild because that in of itself would be a diagnosis that would qualify me to be a Steel Magnolia Mom. And, you know, it's kind of like, gosh, what are the odds? We have three children and all three have had some sort of a diagnosis. So, but I think the way that I kind of understand it and my soul and my understanding with God is that I feel truly blessed that he has given me these children and this experience, this life experience that I have been able to turn into something really positive in a way to help the community and help these other moms and a way to make the most incredible friends a girl could ever ask for. I mean, really, some of my closest friends come from Steel Magnolia Moms because when we get together, it is fun. It's not like we're all standing up and, you know, in some clinical room in a circle. And
no, you have to come to an Elizabeth Elder event because it has a theme. It has a signature drink. We come in the right outfit, like it's a sequins or sparkles or something. Like Elizabeth has this style and this light and this just sparkle dust that she sprinkles over everything. And even in her darkest, hardest moments, she has turned that into a gift for the community, for us.
The first thing we can do is to remember it exists. SteelMagnoliaMoms.com.
Thanks, y'all.
The website is going to be updated very soon. There's going to be a sign-in portion to it, which is going to allow you to have a direct connection to that support network. It's just going to be so much more sophisticated. It's an evolving organization. It's going to get bigger. And it's the kind of organization you should keep in mind, because we always run into people who have these experiences, and then we have that experience. And it's important to remember that we're not alone, even though we're such selfish little creatures. Everything happens to us, right? I think men have a particular problem with that, maybe.
ladies do too.
Yeah, well, yeah, there's some vanity on both sides, for sure. Ladies and gentlemen, as usual, if you have any questions related to this show, I'm happy to just send you the website to steelmagnoliamoms.com. If you need an email, awesome. You can expect to get an answer. TexanFromFrance@gmail.com. That's also the email you want to email if you want to get your organization on the show. As you can see, it's not just friends who come on. I am always looking for smaller grassroots organizations. I'm really interested in the idea of volunteerism. I think that it is civic duty is something that we should talk more about. It's something that I feel as an immigrant, the only thing we have in common as American that we agree to have in common is a belief that the Constitution is a good thing, that we should abide by it. And that means that we have to help each other. The Constitution is only a tool to help us govern. If we don't do it ourselves, well, you see the result of what's going on. And one of the results is that organizations like this fall through the cracks. They build a bridge to nowhere, but they don't fund SteelMagnoliaMoms.com, to put it in broad terms. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening and caring about the issues I put on this show. I'll be here next week at the same time. My name is Laurent. I am the Texan from France, and this has been Houston, PA, Houston's public affairs show, Houston Strong.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.